welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. And welcome, of course, to Monday night. Obviously, it'll be Tuesday here in just an hour, but we won't look that far ahead. We've obviously got a lot of stuff to talk about, plenty of news. You know, on Friday, we didn't do a guest because I haven't, I don't know. I guess I kind of feel like I haven't given you guys your shot with calling in and whatnot. We had to strand so many guests, so many lengthy interviews and things of that nature. So, you know, anyway, we didn't do a guest Friday. Still didn't get all the calls in, still didn't get all the news done, so we may do some of that tonight. We'll see. We shall see. So obviously it was a good weekend. I enjoyed it. Did a little gardening, as I like to do, and also spent some time with the wife, which is always a good thing too. And we went, yeah, thank you. Anyway, we went out to the movies this weekend and saw the film 300, which we're going to talk about later on the show. If you have not seen this movie, you need to, for a lot of reasons, which we'll cover here later on the program, but I'll give you my assessment of it then, but it was definitely interesting. And, of course, you know, that was more or less my whole weekend. I didn't really do much, but it was nice. It was relaxing. I got some sleep. Today I got up insanely early for me, around 8 a.m., which is definitely an experience seeing that time of day again for the first time in a while. I went to a funeral, and I'd sort of been talking about that, but yeah, I went and did that. And, you know, we started getting some rain, so it's officially spring here in Northwest Arkansas. But a very, very bizarre day, but a restful weekend nevertheless. And I'm excited about the week. We've got a lot of things to get into and a lot of things to talk about. But, of course, first of all, welcome to all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. And maybe you're listening at our website as well, franklyspeakingradio.com. It's Webmaster James's website. He does a great job with it, as always. You know this. And we appreciate him and all that he does. And also, I should say this too. There are a lot of you out there listening who have done amazingly great things, not just for me, but also for James and definitely for the show. And complete and total heartfelt thank you to all of you out there because, quite simply, you guys are the reason why, you know, we have a lot of the listeners we have. It's word of mouth. And a lot of you have done great things to archive the show, record it, post it, make podcasts available to people. It's really been fantastic. A lot of you also in certain areas where I'll go through some news and whatnot, and I'll say, well, I don't know too much about this. Instantly, there's an email fired off to me with a ton of information, and I usually read all the emails. I don't always get a chance to respond, but I'm working on that. We're down to about 6,700 unread emails, so slowly but surely whittling my way through the list. And I appreciate that. And a lot of you, I don't even know. A lot of you don't call into the show, but I know you're out there, and I appreciate you. So keep that in mind. And yes. Also, keep this in mind. Our phone number this evening is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. It is Monday evening, March 19th, 2007, about 3 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll probably get a call from our good friend Debbie, which I understand she's with us. We'll get to her when we come back. Talk with her for a little bit, and then we're going to talk about some news because there's a vast array of information out there and a wide variety of topics we can discuss here this evening. But I'm looking at this stack of papers here on my countertop. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger every single day. I swear, I think it probably increases by about 2 inches every day as it stacks up here. So I got to clear some of that off. We're going to do a lot of news here this evening. So I hope you'll stay with us, and I hope that you're feeling as cheery as our guest undoubtedly does. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with Frankly Speaking Radio.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
I won't take all that they hand me down. They count, I smile, though I will frown. And I'm not gonna take it all lying down. 'Cause once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't want to moan about like everybody else. And I don't want to live my life like everybody else. And I won't say that I'm fine like everybody else. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. But darling,
good evening and welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, frankly speaking radio, and I'm glad you're around. We got our good friend Debbie Morrow on the phone with us. Debbie, welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Wonderful, wonderful. Did you have a good weekend?
let me think. That was yesterday, right? Yeah, I did. I had a great weekend.
It sounds like a great weekend. You can't even remember it.
Yeah, we had a bluegrass thing that our Southwest Bluegrass Club,
yes,
actually sponsors one show a year where, you know, like we bring in the professional bands, and we have it at a theater in Grapevine here and stuff. And I'm the hospitality hostess,
oh, yeah,
of course, and so that's really fun. You know, and
I guess.
Because I get to take care of the people, make sure everybody. We have a reputation to have the best hospitality in the entire state of Texas. You know,
oh, that's quite a reputation.
Yeah, it is, because you know you want to bless people. I mean, we went to this one time. My husband's band was playing at this festival, and it's like 1,000 degrees out. You know, and an outside festival, and you go to the hospitality room, and all they have was, like, paper cups with an igloo of water, you know, and stuff. So we'd be real careful to make sure that we really make it nice, you know, and stuff. So
do you have Berkeys out there?
Actually, no, I didn't take my Berkey.
Shame on you.
I know, because I don't want to take my Berkey and use it up for all them, you know.
Anyways,
they bring bottled water, you know. Oh. Somebody buys it. Not me, though. I don't buy it.
No, so, I only buy it in order to filter it.
I know. You're so funny. But actually, so I had a very good weekend.
That's good. Did you go out for St. Patrick's Day, drink green beer?
No, but my son turned 21 Sunday night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So,
yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad he made it. Oh, my God.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. So far, so good, you know.
Yes.
And so he's actually thinking about making some really good positive changes in his life now that he realizes he's really a man now, you know.
Sure. As soon as you're able to start drinking, that changes everything.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's great. That sounds like a fun weekend.
Yeah, it was good. I'm trying to think what we did Friday, but I can't remember that far. But it was something. Oh, my granddaughter Shelby came.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did you hear about her accident?
No.
Oh, my gosh. God is so wonderful to take good care of her. She was coming Friday to sing at Johnny High's here in Arlington.
Uh-huh.
And Tuesday after school, she was riding her horse, you know, in the field, right? You know, they have 10 acres, and they're just, like, riding in their front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And her horse had a stroke under her.
Oh, my God.
And fell and rolled right on top of her. And so, you know, Danielle spent all Tuesday night at the emergency room, and thank God, praise God, Shelby only had lots of bruises, and she was sore and everything. So she had kind of a hard time singing Friday night, but she did well. And she's,
what a trooper.
She is, because she's broken her shoulder and her knee before.
On horses?
No, she broke her shoulder.
So it might be time to rethink that hobby.
Well, she broke her knee riding a bike, you know, like right before it's time to leave to go somewhere. And she's like, wait, I want to ride my bike one more minute. And she decided to jump a piece of wood, you know, and stuff, and broke her knee.
Wow.
And so it was right by her growth plate, too. But praise God, it wasn't on her growth plate, and she's fine on that. But they went ahead and put a brace on her knee because of that. Well, then her shoulder, she has broke her shoulder when she was little. She climbed out of her high chair and decided to do a dive bomb, you know.
Oh.
And so she broke her shoulder. So they went ahead and put her shoulder in a brace and put her, you know, like in an arm sling and stuff. So, I mean, for an 11-year-old girl, she's just real.
She's got a very thick medical file.
I know.
It's like one of those dictionaries you have to copy definitions out of in school when you're bad.
Yep, that's her.
Wow.
But so she did real well, even though it was kind of hard for her to breathe. We weren't sure
that's
whether
amazing.
Or not she was going to go. Yeah.
I think if a horse rolled over me, I think I might take a couple days off.
Yeah, she took one day off school, and she really didn't want to, but she'd spent the whole night at the emergency room, and Danielle said, no, you're staying home, you know?
Yeah.
And so she is. She's quite the girl, you know? She's really something, y'all. Anybody who wants to see her singing online, they can go to my husband's website, which is BlueValleyBluegrass.com, and then click onto those iTunes, the links, and then click on J.R. Morrow. Joe's got a link on there, and then you click on that, and then it's got her singing, and it's got me doing my carrot thing and stuff, which is so much fun, and yeah. You know, it's real funny because we met a new person last night that we had never met before. And so we were all sitting around talking, and, you know, you start talking about, well, you know, my granddaughter sings, and my husband plays in a band, and I'm a clown and stuff and everything. And, you know, and then my son-in-law, you know, is a rapper. And he starts, and it sounds like we're like this really dedicated entertainment family, you know, and we're really not at all. We all just fell into all this stuff.
It's a big scam.
But we sound like the coolest family, you know. And this is one of Sammy's friends, and he's like, his friend's like, man, y'all are like the coolest family. We're just cracking up going, well, you know, it's really just what we do to entertain ourselves. I think we're all ADD,
oh,
and we
yeah.
just don't know how to sit around and be quiet.
I think I suffer from the same thing. Functional ADD, I call it. But, it's I always have to keep busy doing something.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I just sat home and did nothing, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. My husband's band's playing in San Antonio this weekend.
You going to go?
No, I was going to go, but we have some stuff here that I need to just, you know, follow up and be close to home.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm barely coughing at all anymore, actually. But I think I'm just going to stay close to home and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of oversee the household here.
Yeah, well.
You know, it's what moms do.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
But I know you you did some traveling and got sick.
Yeah, I went down to Houston.
Were they spraying a lot?
Well, they always spray where my daughter lives because, you know, she lives in Spring right up against the woods.
Mm.
So they don't spray the sky there. They drive around in these trucks.
Really?
With a smokestack, and they just spray to kill all the mosquitoes.
Oh, they just spray, like, on the sides of the road?
No, they spray up and down the streets. I mean, they just poison you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There. All those years, you know, and it's like, go in the house, the bug man's coming, you know, and you can hear him, and he's got the smokestack, you know, and they just spray to kill the bugs, you know.
What do they spray?
Poison to kill the mosquitoes.
Yeah, I mean, has anyone ever asked them specifically what that is?
No, I never asked him. I just knew, you know, it's the bug man, and he just drives up and down the street to the subdivisions.
Were you one of those kids who, like, went and ran through the clouds and, like, yeah?
No.
Have you seen those, like, people talking about that? I know people that said they used to do that all the time.
No, we didn't. We'd go in the house. You know, we'd say, okay, the bug man's coming, go in the house.
Wow.
You know, and then we always had one of those little boxes, you know, to clean the air. You know?
An air filter?
Yeah.
You know, one of those magic air cleaners.
It's this thing my husband keeps clean. Every once in a while he takes it apart and cleans it. I don't know.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that...
That's bizarre. I didn't know they still did that. Not in the air. I mean, I've seen in some places... I went to New Orleans, oh, gosh, must have been probably 5 years ago or something. And anyway, went down there, and it was... somebody told me, they said, hey, take some bug spray with you because the mosquitoes are really bad this year. So we did, which was a great thing because there was, like, this this black market for like, bug spray. People are like, man, I'll buy that bug spray from you for $50.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like the SARS thing, you know, back then, I guess, 2002, 2003. And everybody's worried about SARS and all that stuff. And they showed, you know, watch the local news and whatnot. And they were showing them with these giant, you know, fire hose looking things. And they were just spraying these clouds down in the ditches on the sides of the roads, you know, trying to, you know, sort of clamp down on the mosquito population. But, you know, at some level, you got to say, you know, how healthy is that for people? I mean, are you worse off with them poisoning you two times a day, or the possibility of maybe getting bitten by a mosquito and possibility of maybe that mosquito having something and the possibility of you maybe being more than inconvenienced by a tiny infection?
Oh, I know.
It just, you know, I mean, it's a toss-up there. And it shouldn't be any contest.
Yeah, the bad thing is that down there, you know, it's the mosquitoes are so bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And you don't think about it, you know, because you get, it's one of those things, you get lulled into a state of apathy that this is just how you live. I mean, that's how I've always been down there.
Well, we have some doozies here. I remember this happened to me when I first moved here. I was driving in the car, and I had the window rolled down because I don't like the air conditioner. I like fresh air.
Me too.
Sort of fresh. Yeah, well, I'm driving, and all of a sudden I just get smashed in the side of the head. And I'm like, what the hell was that? So I look down. And on my left knee, there's this giant bug. I mean, no lie, 3 inches long. It looked like a cockroach with a yellow jacket sort of abdomen area. And it was all black and yellow stripes. And I'm like, what is that?
It's a huge black bumblebee.
No, this was no bee, sister. This was like a locust with like that had sex with a bee, and this thing was the offspring. So I'm driving with one, with my left leg holding the door open, swatting it while I'm still driving. And I've got, like, a bruise on my forehead, and I remember talking about this on the air, and people are like, I've seen those here. It's Arkansas. Hey, hold on a second, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
This Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Good evening, my friends, and welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're having a chat with our good friend Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I love talking to you. You know that.
I do, too. I love talking to you, and I love all your listeners.
They're pretty awesome.
I do. Yeah, they are awesome, and I just love all of our customers so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm so glad that I have such a great job, that I get to work with such wonderful people.
Amen.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, and I do have a prayer request for all the listeners. Just keep us, our family, in your prayers. You know, we can always use it, but sometimes a little extra.
Okay.
We can use a little extra.
Everything okay?
Yes, everything's okay, you know, raising a family sometimes, you know.
Yes.
You know.
I do.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah.
Well, we'll be praying for you as always.
Thanks. I appreciate that so very much.
No problem. So, what's going on in the wonderful world of water filtration?
Well, I told you about this book that I got.
Yes.
You know, by this Don Colbert. It is such an easy reading book. It's really good. And he just talks more and more and more about water all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the brain. And how, you know, it used to be people thought that brain cells didn't regenerate themselves, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff. And he said in this book that actually the brain does regenerate itself, and that the brain cells of a baby are 85% water.
Hmm.
And then as an adult, they're 50% water.
How strange.
And yeah, and he says, so if you keep yourself hydrated, you're more than likely to regenerate your brain cells.
Wow.
Yeah, and that it helps you not have Alzheimer's. It says right here to improve your memory.
Mm-hmm.
It says one way to improve your memory is to drink a lot of water. Your brain loves water. The human brain is roughly 1/50th of the total body weight, and brain cells are said to be approximately 85% water.
Wow.
The brain is the only part of the body that is constantly active. So to remain active, it must have water.
Hmm.
And that is so neat because, you know, how as you get older, which for those of you out there who think I'm 12, I'm really 52.
Wow.
And, you know, you go through those things where you say, oh, you know, I'm having a senior moment or, you know,
no.
Oh, Alzheimer's set in. But it says the more that you drink water, the more active it'll help your brain.
Well, presumably good water.
Yes, that's what he talks about,
okay.
too.
Okay.
And he doesn't know about Berkey's, though, and I'm really going to try and get a hold of this guy and
yeah.
tell him about Berkey's one day. But it says here, when there's more water outside the cells than there should be, it compresses blood vessels and reduces the amount of oxygen and nutrients delivered to the cells. Cells suffer. Sometimes as simple as water can bring health back to your cells by maintaining water balance in your bodies.
Wow.
It is increasingly important as we age because cells lose water as we age. Believe it or not, newborn infants are about 80% water, whereas older people are usually less than 50% water.
Hmm.
But then on his appendix, he says mainly because adults aren't hydrated. So mm-hmm. he says, so instead of popping a pill or buying expensive skin cream, try drinking water.
Yeah.
And it keeps you elastic and attractive and healthy.
Well,
so.
You know, once we started filtering our water here in Northwest Arkansas, I mean, I did notice an incredible difference in my health.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, whenever people come over, you know, to visit, which is very, very rarely, I don't really have a lot of people that I like hanging out with or even inviting over. But, you know, they'll have like a water bottle, you know, that they bought it on the way over. I'll just grab it and, you know, dump it in the top of the Berkey and fill it up with filtered water. Yeah, because it's like offensive to me now.
Yeah, that's what I did for my son today. He had somewhere he had to go, and mm-hmm. I was like, here, give me that bottle and rinsed it out and mm-hmm. filled it with water for him. You know, same thing.
Yeah, and I have other friends who have water filters, and it's awful. I mean, I'm sure the water's clean enough, but it tastes almost sour. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I know exactly.
What's
what
that all about?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Well, I think that's a lot of it is that they have to change the filter so often and they don't realize it.
Yeah.
Which I did have a customer call me today who it was time for him to change his filter out.
Yeah, I just bought some red food coloring, by the way. So I'm going to probably be calling you and ordering some new. Well, I've had them for a couple of years, and I fill it up twice a day. So
yeah,
probably about time. Yeah.
Yeah. And this customer, their water started tasting funky. And I said, well, yeah, that's when it's time to change it out, you know, because, I mean, you know, eventually the whatever it is that absorbs the bad taste, bad odor, will eventually get filled up over the years, and then it's time to switch it out and get a new one, filters.
Yeah. I've heard that some of the filters out there, they actually, like if you were to take them, and this is not the Berkey filters, but other of the filter elements, if you were to crack them open, they're just all rotten on the inside, mold and stuff.
Really?
You know, yeah,
that's what I've never done that.
Well, I mean, why would you want to? But
I know.
It is a noticeable difference in the quality of the water, that's for sure. Hang on a second, Deb. Folks,
okay.
Another quick break. We're back in only 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere more, Frankly Speaking Radio, right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. Debbie Morrow joining us. Debbie, welcome to the show, of course, from New Millennium Concepts, the website www.berkeywater.com.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Of course. Always a pleasure. Why don't you give out the phone number?
It's toll-free, and it's 1-888-803-4438.
And go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you're manning the phone solo so far?
Not tonight.
Oh, good.
I mean, I'm talking to you, so
yes.
I can't do both.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying that, Judy being sick and all.
Oh, I know. Poor thing.
Yeah.
She has really been not feeling well ever since we came back from Houston.
You know, and that's the thing. A lot of people that I'm talking to, I talked to a gal I used to work with down in Atlanta, and she said she had a... She described it as a horrifically evil version of the flu.
Yeah, that's what she had.
Yeah, John Statmiller, he was out for, gosh, like 3 or 4 days. He said he was just knocked for a loop when with whatever he got, too. So they're spraying a lot, and they're spraying some nasty stuff, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. I don't know if it's in the food or the water or the air.
In Houston,
I'm sure it was the air. Because
really?
I mean, your car was covered with this yellow powder.
Oh, pollen stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But just everything, you know.
I've never been to Texas.
You have never been to Texas?
No. I've been over it and around it, but I've never
gone there. You're kidding me.
Nope. That's the truth.
Really? You have to come visit us.
Why would I want to do that?
Oh, because Dallas is nice. Grapevine's really nice. Grapevine is one of the nicest places if you have to live, you know, in a metropolitan area.
Okay.
I very much like it.
Yes, the famous metropolitan area of Grapevine.
Yeah.
She'll take us on the tour. It'll be like 10 minutes. Like,
no,
this is,
we have a great, we have all kinds of cool stuff here.
Here's the corner store.
No.
Here's the gas station. You got the gas station with the little numbers that actually spin instead of the digital ones.
Wouldn't that be so cool? Now, actually, Grapevine's right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, it's huge, you know. But what's so cool about it is it's like a small town atmosphere. And we have like a main street that has all the little shops and everything. It's just nice. It's really nice here. In fact, when I came to Grapevine, I said, well, you know what? I could just stay here forever. You know, but I'm kind of thinking after retirement age, I'll probably move to Oklahoma, you know.
Yeah.
With my daughter.
Absolutely.
And in fact, we're getting a 24-foot, trailer, the kind you pull with your car.
Yeah.
But for only $600 from one of her neighbors.
Wow.
And it needs refurbishing and stuff, but my son-in-law can do anything. So
wonderful.
He'll fix it up. And that way, because Danielle lives 40 minutes from the closest hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we go visit, we always have to sleep on the couch, you know. And she does have a Berkey.
Of course.
Of course.
I would hope so.
And so what we'll do is we'll put the trailer there, and that way when we go visit them this summer, we'll have somewhere to sleep.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's got air conditioning and everything, yeah.
Wonderful.
I know. It's going to be very cool. And then y'all can visit anytime you want to go to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's somewhere to stay.
That's
real close to me, obviously, about 40 minutes from the border. So
really?
Nice and close. Yeah, we're about 2 hours out of Tulsa here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah? Well, of course not. Why would you?
I know, because I've only been to Arkansas once. Well, maybe twice. I've been there twice. I've been to, I've been to Hot Springs, and I've been to Eureka Springs.
I don't mean to disparage Oklahoma, but Arkansas is far superior to
that. That was very nice. Actually,
of course it was.
The time that I went to Hot Springs, Arkansas, everybody listening can be jealous because I was on an all-expense-paid vacation because I was Employee of the Year for the company that I worked for, and they were having this big-wig,
They sent you to Arkansas for Employee of the Year?
Well, Hot Springs, and they had, it was great for a week.
Hot Springs is good.
So great. Yeah.
Hot Springs is good if you're rich and can go to the spas.
Well, that was it. Everything was free.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm just saying for the average Joe. It's also good if you're a Mason and you want to meet all your buddies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a very, very Masonic. All the roads are named like Albert Pike Boulevard, you know, 1 and 2 and all that stuff. Lots of car dealerships, which, you know, I've heard rumors about those places, and then they've got horse racing, so lots of money down there, and not much else. Otherwise, although they do have the where you can go and dig for the crystals, and
I think there's
a diamond mine down there also. It's the only diamond mine in the country.
Oh, that'd be fun!
And anything you find, you get to keep.
Really?
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Cool. Yeah, we got some fun stuff around here, but no, I've never been to Texas. But you know, every time I hear a story about some horrific thing like, you know, the governor is saying, hey, let's forcibly vaccinate all little girls.
Oh,
it's always coming out of Texas.
I know.
Always.
I know.
Toll roads, everything. Everything's coming out of Texas.
I know.
And the president's from Texas. Well, I mean, not technically, but anyway, I've never been and never really wanted to.
Well, it's okay. You know, I hated it.
No offense to the Texans, of course.
The first 4 years that I lived in Texas, I hated it. Oh, my God.
You just said when you first went there, you said, I could live here forever.
No, Dallas. That's when I moved up to Dallas.
Oh, okay. Where'd you live before?
I lived in Houston for 18 years.
Oh, okay.
You know, because, see, when I moved to Texas, See, I moved from California. Everybody can know this. I moved from California to Florida and lived Florida 5 years, which I absolutely loved Florida because I love the beach and such a slow lifestyle. I just love that. And so I lived in Florida 5 years. Well, then my first husband, who isn't my husband anymore, we moved to Texas. Well, 2 months after we moved here, he got a girlfriend and left. And there I was, stuck with two little babies.
Welcome to Texas.
And I had to get a job, because I was only working part-time at Jack in the Box, you know. And so I got a good job at the phone company. But then I spent, like, every month trying to get back to California, because I thought, well, you know, I need to go home to my friends and stuff. And so, like, every single month, I would call the placement center, and they'd say, nope, no jobs, no jobs, you know, to transfer. And then I really got involved in this Bible class that I really made a commitment to take. And don't you know that as soon as I got committed into taking this Bible class that I wanted to take, you know, the devil, he's just going to tempt you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a phone call one day, and this was like 3.5 years into trying to get back to California. And on Thursday, they called me and said, we have an opening at the North Hollywood office if you'd like to be there on Monday.
Wow.
And I was like, no, I cried my eyes out for like 2 days, you know. But I had made a commitment to God that I was going to take this class, and I wasn't going to let the devil talk me out of it, you know. And it worked out really neat because 6 months later, they closed that North Hollywood office, and everybody got laid off. I know I would have been in California, so expensive, and I would have, you know, had two little kids and no job. And I'm sure God would have taken care of me, but it worked out good because then I met my husband, and, you know, we lived happily ever after.
It's well, that's
22
wonderful.
Years now, yeah.
Wow. It is interesting when you get to look backwards, I guess, on your life and realize how many different ways God has sort of implemented good things for you.
Oh, I know.
In the long term, without you being able to see it at the time.
Absolutely. So when you're going through the fire, everybody out there, you know, when you're going through the fire, just keep looking at the Lord anyway.
Amen.
You know, I mean, that's what we do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you got hooked up with New Millennium.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was definitely a God thing, you know. I mean, God audibly, which I'm not one of those people who goes around going, God, talk to me, you know, and stuff like that.
But you're about to be one of those people.
I know, because God
I'm not one of those people, but sometimes I am.
I know, because God audibly told me to call Jim Shepherd, and I did, and I've been here ever since. And, you know, there's not one in what I've been here, 9 years now or 8 years now, there isn't one day that I ever regret coming to work for New Millennium.
That's wonderful.
You know, and I don't have any embarrassment about what my job is. You
know? Yeah, because you're helping people.
Oh, yeah. When I worked for the phone company, they wanted you to lie and stuff.
Really?
It was horrible. Oh, yeah. I quit twice. I'm the only person I know that's worked for the phone company, you know, twice.
What'd you go back
And
for?
I quit both. Well, because I forgot. You know, 3 years had gone by. I mean, I quit after divestiture, and so I quit, you know. And then I stayed home with Sammy for 3 years. And then one day I thought, I heard on the news or something that the phone company was hiring. And I wanted to see if my brain still worked after being in, you know, like babysitting. Because I babysat for 3 years, you know, picking little kids. And so then I was like, I wonder if my brain still works. So I went down to the phone company and took the test, and they rehired me on the spot. And I was like, oh. So then I went back for like another year, and then I remembered why I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I quit again. I had a supervisor that talked slow to me.
You thought you were stupid or something?
Yeah, absolutely. She thought, just because I hated lying to people and stuff, you know. And, you know, I was in residential collections.
If you have a problem lying to people, you must be stupid.
I know. Well, because, you know, I'd have to think of a way to tell them the truth and not get in trouble at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it was terrible. But anyway,
It's,
can you imagine somebody thinking I'm slow?
No, not
me
at all.
Either.
Not at all.
Well, I would
Well, anyway, we started down a road, and I want to jump back a little bit.
Okay.
We were talking about, you know, the spraying and people getting sick and everything.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting because periodically I like to go and find out what's going on with the weather, of course. And we're starting. It's one of those things, you know. They had like a threat of rain here all week long last week, and I don't think it rained at all. And then this week also, it's like 50 to 60% chance every single day. Today it was cloudy, horrifically dark clouds, lightning, thunder, in about 2 minutes of rain. Like nothing, really. So anyway, I started looking into the drought situation. Now, last summer, of course, we had 48 states in drought conditions, and that's just here in the U.S. Australia is in the midst of a 100 to 1,000-year-long or worse, the worst drought they've ever had in like 100 to 1,000 years or something. It just depends on who you ask, really. But, you know, this is going to be the time when everybody's going to start probably needing to collect rainwater for drinking purposes, for irrigation purposes. Depending on what you do for a living, you're probably going to need to do that. But then again, you've got rain coming out of the sky through all that garbage and then coming down, and people are just going to drink it down thinking it's pure. It's a very, very important point. And I think just, and again, I'm not one of those people who claims to have any sort of significant knowledge in any capacity. Just read the news, pray for insight, and take it from there. But I really think that this is going to be the year when everybody's starting to hoard water, everybody's starting to think about water. I think you guys are going to be incredibly busy this year, probably have some issues like you did during, you know, Katrina and all those other times when there's just product is moving out so quick. I mean, people need to, you know, jump the gun a little bit and make sure they have a water filter and, you know, whatever else they need, because you might be filtering rainwater this this year to drink.
Well, yes, you might, and it's real important to get good barrels to put them in and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that,
sure.
and a good pump, and, of course, have your Berkey water filters and Berkey it, because the water coming out of the air, I mean, look at your car when it rains.
Oh, I know.
The brown spots on your car.
Oh, did I tell you about this? Like, a month ago. What? Was that funny?
Yes. Go ahead.
I have no idea what's funny, but if you're entertained, that's fantastic.
Okay.
No, the wife and I went out to dinner, must have been last month or something. We came out, and, you know, I wasn't even thinking. I got in the car, and she was behind me, and she said, "What's all over the car?" And I said, "I don't know. What's all over the car?" She goes, "Mud." So I got out and looked at it, and mud was all over the car.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I didn't even think about it. You know, I got in the car, and I hit the wipers because I thought, okay, it rained. It didn't rain water. It rained mud.
I know.
Mud. Like giant drops of mud all over. It looked like somebody had taken a bucket and sort of just sprayed it. I mean, it wasn't like dumped, like, you know, splashing over the car. But, I mean, it was like a spray of mud all over the whole car. It was the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah,
never seen it rain mud before.
They call it brown rain.
No, it was mud.
Yeah, I know, but that's what they call it.
I don't care what they call it. It was mud. Mud
rain.
Fell out of the sky. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, it's gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. I see that all the time out here.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the cause of that?
I don't know. They call winds. Sometimes they say it's wind storms. And,
yeah.
You know, it's clay in the air, you know, from the wind and stuff. But whatever it is, it's gross.
Yeah, it was awful.
And we're breathing it, and we're drinking it.
And we're drinking it. That's right.
You know, and you know, having a Berkey is so economical. Get a Berkey. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does work. Really, really works. I mm-hmm. promise.
Well, give us the rundown. Give us the stats.
On a Berkey?
Yeah.
Heck yeah! I'd be glad to. I love to talk about.
I know
Berkeys
you do
because they really work.
Oh, they're amazing.
Okay, first of all, for anybody out there who doesn't know what a Berkey is, it's a gravity water filter, and you don't have to have electricity or you don't have to call a plumber or anything to hook it up. You just pour water in the top. Gravity pulls it down through the filters, and it drips into the bottom, and then you take the water out with a spigot. And our black Berkey purification elements are called purification elements instead of filters because they actually purify the water as opposed to just filtering it.
Yes.
They take out the pathogenic bacteria, cysts, sediment, all that stuff, parasites, you know, bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
They take it out to a non-detectable level, which means even after, you know, like you filter it and in the lab they try and grow stuff in it mm-hmm. to see if it'll grow something, it won't because it's completely taken out. There's no dead floaters,
wonderful.
Nothing like that. The trimethanes, which are things like coliform and chloromethane, stuff like that, comes out 100% to below detectable levels. And then radon-222, which is a radiological,
mm-hmm.
that comes out 100%. Inorganic minerals. Inorganic minerals are not the same thing as organic minerals, okay? It's really important for people to understand that. We leave in the organic minerals, but we take out the inorganic minerals. Okay. And the inorganic minerals are things like chlorine residual,
mm-hmm.
and we take that out 100%. And then the VOCs, like chlorine, atrazine, benzene, all those things that end in ethylene, bright mm-hmm. dibromide, MTBE, things, petroleum-based products were very efficient at taking out of the water, 100%. And then heavy metals we take out up to 95%. And, you know, I mean, they're just absolutely really great filters. They last a really, really long time. They're rated at 3,000 gallons per filter, and you get two filters with a system. So if you were to do, like, let's say 2 gallons of water a day,
okay.
that would be 2,000 days.
Wow.
And you divide 2,000 days by 365 days in a year,
and
that's like 5 years or so before
okay.
you have changed out filters. Go
I'm
to
glad
break.
You did the math because I it's just not possible for me. Hang on a second. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Folks, we're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Don't go anywhere.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Coming down the mountain.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're at the tail end of our first hour here, Frankly Speaking Radio, on this fine Monday evening. Welcome back. And welcome back to Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Boy, time goes by fast.
It sure does. Whenever you're talking about, you know, horses rolling over on children and, you know, Texas, just time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody in Oklahoma want a puppy? Danielle's got two puppies.
Oh, no.
Free puppies.
I don't think you want to give away puppies on the air.
No, but if anybody wants one, give me a call.
Yeah, it's kind of morbid. That's like giving away kids or something.
Oh, no.
I'd see it that way. Most people don't view animals the same way I do. But anywho, we were talking about inorganic minerals and the like.
Yep. And yes, and remember, inorganic minerals are not the same as organic minerals. And when people Berkey their water, they have to realize that the minerals stay in, and your pH level usually goes up to about 6.5 or 7, which is good because it becomes a non-acidic environment, and that's very good for your body. And the thing is, though, when you make tea or coffee, you might see a white, like, foam on top of your water when you boil your water or around the edge of your pan. But that's the calcium. It was already there, but it was invisible because before you Berkeyed it, it was acidic and you couldn't see it. But after you Berkey it, it becomes alkaline, and then you can see it. It becomes visible. It's what was invisible becomes visible.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't freak out about that, you know, when you see your water, because you go, oh, how come I have this white film or I have this foam? And that's a good thing because that's your minerals, and that's going to keep your bones healthy and keep your body healthy,
wow.
You know. So, and we have a really good FAQ on our website at berkeywater.com. Adam is our web guy now to keep our website updated, kind of. And he has done a great job putting information on there. And under the FAQs, you can click on it and tell us all about distilling water, reverse osmosis, and Berkey water. And it describes, you know, why you would want to have the minerals in your water under most circumstances. So it's really good to read about that. So anybody has any questions, go to berkeywater.com.
Wonderful.
And read about it.
Yes.
And let's see, what else do you want to know about a Berkey? Oh, let's talk about fluoride.
Well, before we do that, because that's a lengthy topic, and
yeah,
we're very
it.
Close to the end of the hour, we should probably give out the phone number again.
Oh, it's 1-888-803-4438.
Wonderful. And people can call and ask questions as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you love to talk to people. You're very personable.
Thank you very much.
It's true.
I love people. That's Judy.
I know she does.
Too. Yep.
We'll be praying for her, too. When are you expected to get those results back from those tests? Any word? I mean, I know.
Oh, Jim said it's like 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how long has it been so far?
It's been about 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
We just did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
No, it just seems like it. No.
Yes.
It was just recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be really exciting. I know that it's just going to perform admirably. And it's going to be a very exciting announcement, certainly. And I know the listeners are going to be jazzed to hear it as well. Hang on a second, my friends. We're going to take a brief station identification. We'll come back. We'll talk about fluoride and the wonderful world of water filtration with our good friend Debbie Morrow. New Millennium Concepts, the website, berkeywater.com. That's Berkey, water.com. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 90 seconds.
You got a headache?